Thank you for spending your Saturday morning with Rosie on the House. When in Tucson, I spend the night at Tucson Hotel City Center. It's a really neat complex of a series of a half dozen buildings, kind of in a horseshoe. And the main entrance on the south side, the north side, and then you walk out and there's a nice restaurant there, and then they've got a big pool, and there's just a big lawn with a lot of really mature two-story tall citrus trees that provide a lot of shade. And it's just a very relaxing spot to enjoy. But before, what made us find that is we used to stay at the Arizona Hotel because it was so close to the convention center. Not that Hotel City Tucson is, it's another half a mile maybe. But that hotel had closed down.
Yeah, so that's a property that's owned by a very well-known developer here in town. And, you know, it was a recession. You know, he was wanting some incentives. Nothing was really working for him, and he decided just to close it down. We're in discussions with him, the Rio Nuevo District is, on unshuttering that hotel and getting that hotel back up and operating. I think we've now shown him that it's time to reenter the market, and so we're currently working on that. My hope is when you guys are back in here next year, you'll be staying in that hotel.
Is that one of the three we discussed earlier, or is that,
no,
that's another one?
That's an additional one, and that's 300-plus rooms. So, you know, the ones that I mentioned, you know, if you add all those numbers together, you know, you've got like 400-and-something rooms, and then you have, that hotel that's, I think it's 335 rooms, if my memory serves me right. So we'd love to see that one reopen. That is the Rio Nuevo District's primary component is we're sitting in it right now, which is the Tucson Convention Center. So anything that's around the Tucson Convention Center is important to us. Arizona Hockey's, the Roadrunners are here. Their office is just right across the breezeway. You probably noticed that what used to be La Placita Village is all fenced in right now. That's getting ready to be imploded, and there's going to be about 250 luxury apartments that are going to be built there by HSL Properties that owns the hotel. So I think it gives us a good opportunity to have a discussion. Well, you're not going to open this new, apartment thing and then leave a hotel unshuttered, are you? So, they'd like to figure out a way to get it back open. We would. That's usually the best way to, and the city would, so it's usually the best way to make stuff happen. So we're working on that, and I think there's a lot of really positive energy that's going on around the Tucson Convention Center. Across the way, the Marist College is the oldest two-story adobe structure in our community, which has been continually inhabited for 4,000 years. But anyway, that building wasn't built back then. But it's still an old building, and it's in the process of being renovated. And where the Archdiocese building is, there's going to be an 8-story foundation for senior living building going up there. There's just a lot of stuff, I think, going on. We touched on the Mission Gardens across the way where you can go and sample all the old heritage foods and stuff.
And from Tucson, within a 50-mile in each direction, there's something unique to see.
Yeah, everything from the biosphere to, you name it. I mean, there's, the P. Marin Space Museum is just a – it's just a visit by itself. It's an amazing, amazing place, and it's the largest in the country, And then if you're lucky to get a tour of, I know I'm going to get in trouble with my buddies at the Air Force, but if you go and tour the Boneyard, that's pretty amazing just to see all the aircraft that's there. I mean, it's the largest Air Force in the world park right there. So
I think we've given our listeners real reason to sign up for a staycation and come down and enjoy the new downtown, take some day trips out, spend the evening here eating, just enjoy the great new downtown.
Yeah, they could come downtown in December, into December the 30th.
Yeah? What's going on?
Well, we're
going
to have the big third annual NCAA football bowl game. It'll be the third annual Nova Home Loans Arizona Bowl. By then, the AC Marriott will be open. That'll be a deal that'll be on Saturday, the 30th, and we'll have a big party downtown on Friday and probably Thursday as well, and continue that over into Saturday. Marching bands, this, that, and the other. We rode in Ferris wheels last year. We just had a lot of fun, food trucks, vendors, both marching bands, both teams. It was just really excellent. Plus, you can go to Old Tucson. I mean, a lot of people don't realize that. There were 300 Westerns filmed in Tucson, Arizona. If you want to go out and see the site and see see that area. We take all the teams for the Arizona Bowl out there, and we dress up the clowns in their jerseys, and a lot of these folks have never even seen a bull, much less seen some clown wearing their jersey. So the players all get a big kick out of it. Just a lot of fun. I mean, there's just a lot going on in Tucson. I don't think a lot of people realize this is not a sleepy little community anymore.
A best-kept secret.
Yeah, very, very much so. You know, we bring a lot of legislators down, and they are just continually amazed at what's going on down here.
Now, we were talking about the light rails in both towns. When are they going to put a light rail connecting the towns?
You know, I know it's been discussed for years and years and years. What a neat thing to make occur. Maybe one day.
Thank you so much for joining us. We've had Mark Irvin here with us today.
Thanks for having me.